Oh, hi, Justin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
From where?
From Local Splash. We're the company that's running your Facebook ads.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And we're having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, are y'all doing AdWords too? Because y'all are charging me, and then somehow along the way, like, I'm getting charged for AdWords deal, and like, I'm not doing it, but it was coming off of the same card. So I didn't know if y'all were doing that also or what.
No, we're not doing AdWords. We're doing just the Facebook ads. Yeah. Sometimes people will get an email from Google, though, that, oh, if you try AdWords, you'll get like $100 credit. So it could be that maybe, you know, you or Jennifer had gone in and put in the billing information and tried to take advantage of the free credit. But I don't know, but you can run AdWords by yourself, or you can hire a company to do it. But we're not doing it for you. Let me see if we ever did.
I mean, I know that I'm not, and I just see it on my statement that it had declined it, and I don't even hardly look at the thing, but I did, and I think that it declined it because we don't have it on our card, and we had to get another one.
Oh, I see.
Well, what kind of Facebook advertising? Because, I mean, I see a post, like, I see the same post, like, repetitively that, like, it's a nice post, but, like, that's the only one I see. And how often is this, or how much money am I paying y'all?
You're paying us $250 a month to run the Facebook ads. So how it works is, you know how when, I'm sorry, do you have a question or?
No, I didn't say anything.
I didn't want to cut you off. I thought you said something. I'm sorry. So what I was going to say is, you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we have it configured that if anyone in your area is searching for anything related to tree service, that now they'll see an ad for J&J Custom Tree Service popping up. So how it works is when you pay us that $250, we send that money directly to Facebook to run the ads for you. We set a daily budget at somewhere around $7 or $8 a day. And that's a good thing. That's so that $250 will stretch throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it, okay? So each morning your ads start running, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on your ad, then money comes out of the budget. So let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is, you know what, 50 cents a click, and you have an $8 a day budget. Once there's, you know, that many clicks that, it, you know, go up to $8, what happens is your ad is going to rotate off for the remainder of the day, and then the next day it all starts again. So in the time that you've been with us, your company has been clicked on 2,624 times through the Facebook ads. So have you been on the dashboard by chance to see the results that you're getting?
Well, I clicked on what you sent me the other day, and I'm just a really busy fella, and, like, I don't, you know, necessarily have time to, like, click on everything and respond back to everybody, or I would be busy doing that all the time, but I seen something and it clicked and it, you know, it. I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't want to know. I mean, I read all kinds of shit. I can't remember nothing. So.
So.
I mean, I don't know what I've looked at. So. Go ahead.
Well, you could start asking people when they call you how they found you, because you're probably going to hear quite often, oh, I found you on Facebook, I saw you online, I found you on the internet. All of that would be a result of the Facebook ad.
I mean, actually, like, if you want me to be honest, like, before I started doing this with you and this one other guy, like, I had a website that was built by Link Now Media. And they took care of everything, and it was doing excellent. I was number one on Google. Like, every freaking call I got, except for, you know, my customers, like contract I have, golf courses, commissioners, yada, 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 contractors. Like, the people were saying, I found you on the internet. You're on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they're raving about the internet. Okay, well, when the Google Guarantee come out, all right, I started to get less calls, and in the winter, I got panicky. Some guy called me, and he's like, you know, I was mad. I was pissed off at what was going on, and the guy talked me into switching. Well,
okay.
I switched, and he's like, well, what we're going to do is like, you own the real estate already. He said, you're there. We're just going to, like, wipe your real estate clean and build you a different house. And I was like, oh, yeah. Well, the guy did that, the website's cool, all of that stuff, but what I didn't realize is how much work that Link Now Media have put into my stuff and why I was continued to be number one on Google, especially in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, if you look now, I'm still number one on Google, but there's 50 other fucking people that get the opportunity to get clicked on before me because of Google Guaranteed. And I'm a felon since I was, or when I was like 17, so therefore that disqualifies me. Okay,
so
now all these algorithms and everything that's going on, like, I'm still number one, but I am not getting the calls from people that are saying, even if I got 2,000 impressions or clicks on my deal, like, I'm not getting those calls from these people. And I was having an issue where, I mean, my wife called me three different times on separate occasions within 2 months, and somebody else answered my phone and said, yes, this is Justin's answering service. And I do not have an answering service. There were some instances where people were getting, they were calling me from a different number. It wasn't even ringing my number. They're like, well, I don't have your number. It's going through some Google generated thing. So all I'm getting at is that all of the clicks and things sound good, and I tell my website guy that I just, you know, that just started building the website last November, probably the same time that I started doing something with y'all. And what I'm getting at is, like, people aren't saying, I found you on Google. Every now and then they are. Every now and then I get a lead off of my website that might have come from Facebook and they looked on my website, or you know what I'm saying, but, like, I am not, I don't know if I'm blackballed on the internet or what, but, like, I'm the freaking target, if you get what I'm saying. Like, right now, nobody's working. I'm working every day. But that's because of me working for 20 years and doing this and knowing the people I know. So whatever algorithm or whatever we got going on is not, it might look all flashy, but it's not necessarily working. And you know, how I know that is from the work that I'm getting, like the customers. Oh, Barbara gave me your number. Oh, Justin, you cut trees for me 10 years ago. Can you come back by? Like, people aren't saying, because I ask them, where'd you, you know, I can tell customers. Like, I did this a long time. Like, when they talk, like, I can, you know, well, where'd you get my number at? I can tell if they got it from a friend or you know, like, oh, so, you know what I mean? And just nobody is really saying, I got you off of Facebook. And I mean, I post reels, I do stories, you know, that from my personal page that I tag my J&J Tree Service page into. And, like, I just don't get any traffic on there. Like, in the messages I do get is some Hispanic guy asking me for a job or somebody saying, can I have an estimate to trim my bushes in South Houston, which is, you know, wait, not even near me.
Yeah, and too far away.
I would love for the Facebook marketplace to work for me, but I mean, I've been hacked, and people trying to take over, and they had it for a while. They had it for a couple months, and they were getting my work. And I don't know what happened, or I pitched a fit with my whatchamacallit guy. I started calling Google. Like, Google
yeah.
will call you. Then I started getting a phone call from Google. Like, what? Google doesn't call you. And
right.
All I'm trying to say is, like, I want for your Facebook ads that you're doing for me to be able to say, no, everybody is saying, man, I got you on Facebook, but that's not the case. I mean, we do a lot of work, and it's just, I want it to be, you know, I want that to work for me, but honestly speaking, like, it's just not the case. And I told the website guy the same thing, man. Like, I don't care what the statistics or what that dashboard says. Like, half the people that are clicking on there are clicking on it so my clicks go away. So it costs me mm-hmm. money. And I mean, competitors, you know what I'm saying? And because if their ads will pop up on my shit, on my feed, then my ads will pop up on theirs. And
mm-hmm.
I don't find any value in something somebody can just click on and it costs me money. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? I want them to have to call me. If they see it, I want them to have to call me to interact. I don't want them to have to click and then when they get to the next page, they back out and it costs me 50 cents. Like, and it sounds stupid. Oh, it costs you 50 cents, Justin. But I don't know if there's a different route or if I need to put a little more money in it per day so it stays there a little longer to see if it gets, you know, but, I mean, you know, I'm getting a few calls that are high possibility that it's coming from Facebook, but when I'm looking at it and the jobs that I'm doing, like, a lot of them have come from my mouth. And I give credit where credit is due 100%.
Of course. I understand.
But something
yep.
that I've worked at for 20 years, like, I'm not giving somebody else the credit. Like,
right.
So
let me make a suggestion, if I may, only because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you had LinkNow Media and then you started working with us and then you had another website being built and then you felt like you had calls that were going to someone else other than you that should have been coming to you. So one thing you can do just to make sure, and I can't speak for the other companies, right, because we don't do the Google listing for you anymore, the website, they're handled by someone else. But just talking about Facebook, if you want to make sure that you are getting the most bang for your buck out of your Facebook ads, what we could do is put a call tracking number on the Facebook, meaning we would purchase a brand new 936 area code number, and then when people call it, it will forward over to your number. And that way, you'll know hands down that when the calls are coming in, that they're coming as a direct result from the Facebook ads.
That sounds good. But what happens when these people that have hijacked my number and my Facebook, they hijack that number and I don't have any knowledge of it. And because there was a call tracking number on my deal, and I think I called y'all and raised hell. And somebody stopped it. But it was that's what it was doing. And I don't want that. I want them to call 697-7847. I don't want no other deviations from it where they're pushing click and it calls a different number from their phone and they don't even know what number they call. I don't
right.
want that.
I'm looking at your history with us. And it doesn't show that we ever put a call tracking number on anything. So if you had a former
okay,
call
boy.
Tracking that was not going to you and it was funneling to someone else, then that wasn't provided by Local Splash. That's probably something you have to take up with one of the other companies. And you absolutely don't
well,
have to.
Well, they quit it. They did. I mean, I raised hell with anybody that I was paying. Like, what's going
yeah.
on? And,
yeah.
And I mean, the reason I'm so skeptical is because they were working hard to try to have control of my stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it would alert me every day. like my phone was, I had to switch carriers. And then
okay.
when I switched carriers
okay.
with my phone, well, I've had this number since I was 18. I'm 42.
Wow. Okay.
And I had to switch carriers, and when I switched carriers, immediately the same day that I switched carriers and turned my phone on, it started immediately on my phone, like where they were trying to like gain access to my brand new account. And I've got five different, along with the Verizon to protect shit, I've got five different antivirus, check my stuff for malware, and you know, because it's a serious deal. Someone will come to
right.
work for you for 2 days
right.
and snap an app on your phone, and they get all your messages, they get all your phone conversations. Like, and I mean, it's a real deal that's going on, and I called the cops. The cops referred me to the FBI. I called the FBI, and I'm not big enough for them to worry about. And I mean, it's a serious deal. It's a federal freaking crime for them to do that. And people do it every day. It's called like pinching or some shit. And,
well, I think you had that problem before, I think it's been fixed now, because what I can see is the number that I called you on, it went straight to you. It didn't go to another, you know, company. But then I verified, is this the same number that's on your Google listing, on your website, and on your Facebook? And it is. So I think if there was some kind of a fishy number out there before that was taking your calls and sending them somewhere, and maybe because you were threatening taking legal action or whatnot and, you know, raising a bunch of hell, but somehow or another, that looks on this end like it's been fixed. Because, you know, if I saw a call tracking number on any of your other, you know, destinations, I would tell you. But right now, I only see your number being promoted outright on everything. So if you don't want to put a call tracking number on the Facebook ads, then what I can do is just have, you know, leave your number up there because it's working now. But then I could also tell the technicians to do a complete performance check on your Facebook ads and make sure that they're running in the proper areas, because you said you got a call from Houston and that's too far, right? So we could also
I'll go anywhere. But another
okay.
thing I was going to ask you is, but when they're calling about bushes or just the request sounds absurd, like I kind of know, you know, like you know what a customer and what somebody that's in the same business, when they call you, that they know what they're talking about when they ask questions. Like, and I
right.
can tell.
Right.
So, but my other question is there a way for y'all to get me in front of like management companies, apartment complexes, like things of that nature, instead of just necessarily homeowners or other contractors that are in the same, that contract the work to people like me, like that, you know, like you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, you know, typically when we manage someone's Google listing, that's part of what we do, is it's targeted marketing, where if they want to focus on management companies and HOAs, you know, if you will, we would modify the keywords to focus on that. With the Facebook ads, I'm not sure if it works the same way, but that department would be able to answer that for me. But what happens sometimes with management companies and HOAs and whatnot is sometimes, you know, they can't get a Facebook ad notification if they're blocked from Facebook from their company. You know what I mean? Some management companies don't want you on Facebook during working hours, so they block it. So in that case, they wouldn't be able to get a Facebook ad promoting you. But if they have access to Facebook from, you know, their management sites, then absolutely they would be able to see the ads promoting your service. And what I could do is, you know, once the payment's up to speed, I can send that message over to that department and say, look, can you please modify the keywords to focus so that, you know, he gets more calls from management companies and HOAs, and they can kind of, you know, put the keywords up there for you accordingly.
Okay, well, here, take this card. I got to get out of this job and get busy, so.
You got it, Justin. No problem. We'll do some revisions for you on this end, and I'll also send you a fresh login to the dashboard so when you have time, you can go on there and look at your results in real time, okay?
All right. You ready?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
5146 1601 5204 8175.
And
expiration? It says 11-11-26.
Okay, and the code?
And 757.
And it's still the Shannon Circle for the billing address?
I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. You there?
I'm here. Can
Hello.
You hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I turned my truck off. Yeah. I'm
oh,
there.
Okay. Is it still Shannon Circle for the billing address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, good. I got the green light. That worked for you. So we'll do some revisions on this end, and if you have any questions on the email that I'm sending you, just feel free to give us a call. And in the meantime, have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good day. Okay, you're welcome.
Bye.